Virtual reality technology has taken off in the last few years. There are more than a dozen VR viewers on the market, and they're being used for everything from working out to gaming to home buying. As part of our Remake Learning Initiative, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on the potential of VR in the classroom.
Sixth grade geography teacher Casey Phillips is exhilarated after standing on top of the tallest building in downtown Pittsburgh.
We're at the corner of the U.S. Steel Building, and I did not want to... What's that?
At the bottom?
No, at the top. Like, I didn't want to take a step forward. That's how.
Like, you're gonna.
You have to see it. It's ridiculous.
You're gonna fall off.
Like, if I take, I was here and I was standing here and I was not gonna walk on this floor, then I know I'm in a room. That's how realistic it is. That is nuts.
Phillips and 23 other social studies and history teachers got to try out top-of-the-line virtual reality technology last week as part of a training offered by the Allegheny Intermediate Unit. The HTC Vive, which Phillips was using, costs about $800, and that's not including the PC you need to run it. Probably not realistic for most school districts, but you can buy a Google Cardboard VR viewer for under $10. It's a little more difficult to use. Teachers had trouble centering their smartphones in the viewer, and the quality's not as good. But Marietta D'Alessandro, who teaches middle school social studies at St. Gabriel's in Whitehall, says she immediately saw an application for it in her classroom.
It brings history to life, and that's what's so fantastic about it.
Eric Weimerskirch, sixth grade social studies teacher at Elizabeth Forward, says he thinks VR could help break down stereotypes, especially for kids from rural communities who have never met a Muslim person, for example.
This would be a great way to meet a child from another country without telling them beforehand what religion or nationality they are. Let them see a day in the life of the child, and then afterward you tell them what they are religious-wise, and then I think that would open their eyes.
Some teachers are already using VR in their classrooms. Sixth grade social studies and science teacher Jonathan Bursich of South Fayette says this year's students are already outperforming last year's kids on tests for units that incorporated VR.
We're learning about the eye right now and talking about the parts of the eye, and I took them through even a virtual tour of a 3D model, and they were able to explore it in a different way than just a textbook would allow them to.
The technology is not a perfect fit for the classroom right off the bat. The experience makes some people dizzy. There can be bugs with the software. And even at $8 or $9 a pop, it would still cost a good deal to outfit an entire classroom of kids with VR headsets.
The issue is cost. How can every student benefit from this? Yes, they do have phones, but my phone was outdated. It wouldn't download the app.
Some schools have found workarounds connecting one VR device controlled by a teacher or student to a TV screen so the whole class can share in the experience. As technology improves and gets cheaper, the possibilities for learning through VR will only grow. The kids who are born today will never live in a world without it. Just imagine, in a few years, instead of a movie day when there's a substitute teacher, maybe it'll be VR day. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.